flower. And what do you call the one who walks in the furrow? Call him anything different?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you'd say it was just a little, not right here, but it's just a little.
Little distance over there.
Okay. And say you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet. You might say that you have a, to go before.
Long ways yet.
Okay. If something is real common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if you slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say you fell
backward.
Okay, and if you fell this way, you fell. If someone breaks something of yours and you're telling them it's okay, you might say, oh, it's all right, I didn't like it. What?
It's all right, just don't worry about it.
Okay, all right.
I've said that when I could cry.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to wait and say it.
That's the kind of fibs you're going to have to answer for, too.
Yeah, that's,
You know,
well, sometimes you feel like you have to make the person feel better. Yeah.
I know it, but then to keep friendship,
yeah,
you really do.
Yeah, sure. If you have a good yield one year, you'd say, this year we raised a bumper
crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and some trees on some land, you might say you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Okay. And sometimes if you go in and cut the grass for hay, a lot of times it'll grow up again in the same year and you can go back and cut it again. What do you call it when you cut it again?
Second crop.
Okay. And what do you call old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Just lying there, you know, dead grass from the season before.
You mean what do you do with it?
What do you call it?
Cover crop. It's just a cover.
Okay.
Round cover.
What do you call a crop that you didn't plant this year but just came up anyway?
Wild grass or wild crop of stuff. Volunteer.
Okay.
Volunteer. If it's grain or something that comes up after you've harvested a crop, you'll say, well, I've got a pretty good volunteer crop.
That happened very often?
Yes. Especially with oats.
Is that right? Let's see. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as
I.
Okay. And again, you might say, I'm not as tall as
she is, or he is, or
comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than
I.
Okay. And say a person had been to New Mexico, and he hadn't been any further west than New Mexico, you know. You'd say that New Mexico is as what as he'd ever been?
Far west.
Okay. If somebody's been to your house for a party or something and they forgot their coats, you might, they're fixing to leave or going out the car, you might run after them and, with their coats and say, here's...
You forgot your coat.
Okay. If nobody, you might say, if nobody will look out for them, then they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay, and if nobody else will do it for him, he had better do it
himself.
Okay, and I better stop right there. Okay, let's see. what do you call that stuff that you toast to have for bread and for? There are two kinds of bread.
Huh?
Two kinds of bread, basically. There's homemade bread, and the other kind is?
Bought bread.
Okay. And what other kinds of bread are there besides just the kind that comes in loaves?
Well, there's buns for hamburgers.
Uh-huh.